Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Give me a holler about whatever it is that's on your mind. Do not wait till the last couple seconds of the hour, please, because that means that I need to give you a homework assignment, which I know you hate. So call me if you need to talk with me. Now's not a bad time. 855-993-7569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, we were talking about the government and how to improve the government, make it more responsive, make it more trustworthy. I don't even think it's transparent. I think that our government is transparent now. They're thieves. They're in their own best interest. They don't care about the country. They don't care about statesmanship. They only care about lining their pockets. And I think that we can't change the government unless we're willing to change the lobbying system. Because it's just too much temptation for people who are perfectly willing to be tempted. Just a really interesting document. It's not a documentary. It's a movie, and it's made by Russians. One of the fascinating things, it's about Russia, and it's called The Fool, and it's very Chekhovian of a low level inspector. There's a man beating up his wife and daughter, and so the police are called, and the fire department is called because he, in the midst of bashing people's heads, a steam valve breaks, and so he's scalded. And what they notice is they turn off the water, so they call up the guy that's on duty because his boss has gotten divorced and is on a 3-day bender. So this young man comes over and sort of notices that it's basically public housing, and that there's a crack all the way up from the floor, from the ground level to the ninth floor. And it turns out he's an engineering student, and he says, this building's about to collapse. It can only be, it's tilted, and it can only go 5 degrees off parallel before the building is at risk for. So he calls up the mayor, and it's a fascinating moment, but the idea that they're having a party, and so they get he says the building's going to collapse and 800 people are going to die. So in the middle of this drunken revelry, they try and get the mayor and the chief of police and the fire department, whatever, to come and do something about of mobilizing, of saving these people. And it turns out that they're all corrupt, that they've all been taking bribes and that they've been skimming. And so if they get investigated, they're all going to go to jail. And so they sort of turn on each other. And at one point, I'm not going to tell you more about the movie, but you should watch it. It comes out in a couple of weeks. But the idea being that the corruption is inherent in the system, that nobody except this one guy is innocent or willing to do anything or willing to have any sense of integrity. And there's nothing for him to gain about this. And even his wife and mom say, leave it alone. Why are you doing this? And he says, 800 people are going to die. And she says, but neither of them are me or your son. I mean, so it's a complete indictment of the Russian system. But it occurs to me it's also a complete indictment of every system, of politicians who don't care about people and are doing things that are illegal, immoral, corrupt, and will do anything to save themselves. And so, again, it's extraordinary that it was made about Russia by a Russian, but I don't think that the United States is any less venal. I mean, so it's a terrifying and upsetting kind of notion. Very well acted, very well played, and you're on the edge of your seat. I'm not going to tell you how it ends, because then you have to go and see it. I hate people who tell the ending of movies. But, all right, so we're talking about, and again, that's strictly about money. It's about money and power. But, you know, I just think that we can't reform the government until we look at the financial aspect of it. I just don't think we can. There's just too much temptation for people who are perfectly willing to be tempted. Okay, now, Trev, you had mentioned that you had an idea you wanted to toss out. So toss away, my friend.
All right, so, excuse me, here's how this goes. If you remember, it would have been a while ago, maybe you don't. I do because it was one of the favorite things I've ever found, which is that there are 11 kind of micronations that exist within the United States.
Yes, I do remember it.
Based on I shouldn't have doubted you. You have a fantastic memory of way of recalling these things. But in any case, they're kind of broken down via kind of the cultural similarities in these given regions.
And geographic, yeah. Cultural, geographic, language, education, income.
Priorities, I think.
Yep, exactly.
Those kinds of things. For, let's throw out an example, see. Okay, so Yankeedom would be you and I, because I'm in Minnesota, you're in New York, founded by Puritans. Industrial Midwestern tend to be more comfortable with government regulations, value education, and the common good more than other regions, which would be in deep contrast with some of the southern ones.
Yeah.
In any case, my idea would be that we focus less on the federal government because we're ultimately never all going to value the same things and bring it back down to smaller government where the most good can be done across, you know, within our own communities. I think, and then talking about corruption, if these people are governing in the communities they live in, how could you, I mean, you'd be just at such a high risk of exposure and, you know, those kinds of things. I don't know. I think it's small, on a smaller scale.
I tend to agree with you. And when we were talking about this, we said that one of the responses, one of the most positive responses, was essentially what you're saying on a more micro level, which is that the farther you get away from the individual, the more corrupt the system. And I'm kind of abstracting a bit, but that was the idea. So that local government may be corrupt, but it's not as corrupt as state government. State government may be corrupt, but it's not as corrupt as federal government. So the idea being, I mean, look, that's what the USSR was for a while, a completely different system, but a loose confederation, essentially, that was all under an umbrella. It obviously broke down, and I don't know that that the states would be willing to get together and kind, especially ones that are not geographically contiguous, but to get together and unite for a common purpose. Although, I mean, there's some leaders. Bloomberg was really effective of getting some gun control issues done in Congress and getting the mayors involved, as you say, on a smaller level. But the idea being that that I'd really like a reversal to a certain extent of maybe federal and local taxes, that you paid the most money to the, you know, is the same way that we shop local, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That we pay local as well.
Yeah.
That the most money goes to people who are closest to us.
Exactly.
And for example, when I support a charity, what I support, and I'm doing more and more, that rather than a national organization, I'll support, even if it's a national organization, I support the local kind of thing. So rather than supporting a national corporation, I'll find somebody who does the same kind of work and do it locally for a bunch of reasons. But basically, exactly what you said, I just feel like I have more control, that I can find out what they're doing more easily, that I can visit them, that I can see how my money's being spent, as opposed to just sending a check to someplace in Washington or someplace in, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be Washington. But for me, local means that I have more impact, and if nothing else, it's smaller, so that the same amount of money will have a lot more impact locally than it will nationally. So maybe that's it. And I think that's actually one of the things that one of our respondents referred to, is more local government rather than federal government.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So maybe so, keeping closer. Although this documentary, this film that I was talking about, was actually talking about a small town of 30,000 people that was local. So. And I mean, it's extraordinary, and I'm sure that the level of corruption is much less than it would be, for example, in Moscow. But the consequences, I mean, what they were saying essentially is that these people are corrupt, that nobody does. And it was a woman who was the mayor, which makes it in some ways even more insidious, because we can't even say, well, those terrible men who have no ability to nurture. I mean, this is a woman. And in fact, her nickname was Mama. And Mama was ripping you off. So, yeah, I do like the idea of, and you know, if nothing else, I like the idea of blocks of people getting together. We know that certain groups have been very effective at sort of getting together and becoming a political voice. You know, I think part of it requires, your plan really requires people being re-energized about the notion of democracy. That you do matter, you do count, you can have an impact, you can change things. And if nothing, I mean, I'm in favor of that, if nothing else, as opposed to the kind of ennui that all of us have of, oh, no matter, it doesn't make any difference, you know, just which jackal I put into office. All right, 855-993-7569, what's on your mind? Give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I just wanted to say that I remember when a certain state thought that they were right in their policies, and the federal government several decades ago had to send in troops to make sure that the state was being fair to a bunch of people. And so I think there's a role for both federal and state government. And by,
We're not suggesting that we get rid of the federal government. We're suggesting that we get rid of the people who are in the federal government right now and put in people who are better suited to serve the will of the people as opposed to their own bank account. I don't know that anybody would argue that we should get rid of federal government, because there certainly is a need to have, for example, the armed services need to be under the federal government. A banking system probably needs to be under. The highway system needs to be under.
Right.
That there are, obviously, the diplomacy needs to, we can't have 50 states negotiating with foreign countries. So that's not what we're suggesting. That the people who are in the government are not serving our best interest. No one's suggesting full many revolution.
Every level of government needs action to make our country run better. But you're talking about oversight for it.
Well, we're not even talking about that. We're just talking about people who are not as I said, the documentary that was talking about trying to get a constitutional amendment that only had two constraints. Number one, that every legislator, before he or she voted on a law, had to attest publicly under threat of perjury that they had read the law. That you have to know what you're voting on. That was number one. And number two, that any law had to be published in a public forum a month ahead of time so that the public could know what it was. It couldn't get either of them passed. I mean, imagine saying that somebody would say, I'm unwilling to sign something that said I read what I just voted on. Which means, who read it? Who told them how to vote? If they have no idea what they voted on, how could they vote? And the answer is, somebody told them. And who told them? Either the lobbyist or the party leadership, or a horrible combination of those two. So I'm not suggesting revolution. I'm not suggesting we get rid of the government. I'm suggesting we make the government responsive. And when this whole thing was written up, when the people were talking about, in 1786, we're talking about, okay, how do we do a government? There were only 13 colonies, and they were all located within a very small area. And so the idea of, okay, well, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to send people to talk about it. And they all knew each other. And as Trevor pointed out, they all shared a sensibility, or more or less sensibility. I mean, slavery was the big issue in this country 100 years later of who, is it okay or not okay? And slavery at its most venal is as economic. It's that, if we own the means of production, then it costs us less, and the means of production in parts of the country were human beings. But no one, I think, is saying we need to get rid of the federal government. I think what people were saying is we need to have a government that's more responsive. But I think the state and the federal and the local make a whole lot of sense. What we're just saying is that we need to have we need to have some restrictions put in place so that people can't come in, make a lot of money, not paying attention to what they're doing, not be answerable to essentially anybody except their party leadership, and the party leadership seems to be responsive to lobbyyists, not anything else. I don't know
how you take the money factor as far as motivation out. Even if we were to put in where those in government, in the high levels of government, elected type of government people, were made to receive a salary of the average income or something like that.
Well, I just said what I said was just do a per diem.
Income, because that way then the middle class could try to go for the $60,000 jobs too.
Well, I mean,
and
I think
add on a housing allowance because D.C. is so expensive.
Well, I mean, look, I think the issue is it's not so much how much they get.
Mm-hmm.
From legally
when they get out of office.
No, it's not even that. I don't care what happens when you're out of office. I care what you're getting when you're in office that is not part of your salary. speaking engagements, fancy vacations, cars, and some of this can be hidden, of course. But if you change the ethos, and the example I use is Mothers Against Drunk Driving, that up until Mothers Against Drunk Driving, saying, gee, I had so much to drink, I don't remember how I got home, was not considered anything other than kind of cutesy, maybe. And all of a sudden, someone said, are you kidding? People die. And the woman who started Mothers Against Drunk Driving was a woman in California whose daughter was killed by a drunk driver. In a very short period of time, she changed the entire concept of what it was to drink and what it was to drive. And I think that we really can change the concept of what it is to run for office and what it is to do a good job. But I think we have to do it, and I think we have to be willing as a democracy. I mean, half the people who registered to vote don't vote. And I think one of the reasons why is just frustration. So if we can figure out a way to say, all right, you have to be willing to submit, and if you run for president, you do. You have to submit your financials, and you can't leave office with any more than maybe a cost of living increase after term limits when you came into office and when you leave office and you came in. Once you're out, I don't care what you do. But if lobbyists aren't the ones that are controlling the government, then politicians getting huge amounts of money to go into being lobbyists will stop. I don't care what someone does when they're out of office. I care what they do when they're in office. How they make their money, not even how they make their money, although that's part of it, how they make their decisions. But how they make their decisions is going to be completely dependent on how they make their money in this country, unfortunately.
When they go out of office, some of them get to sit on boards. And
yeah, I know. I don't care about that.
They get money for it.
It's fine.
You know,
I don't care.
But it could be like the promissory note for later.
Well, I mean, look, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but you can only do so much. And, you know, that sort of, I don't think we need to turn into Big Brother where we're going to monitor people for the rest of their lives. I think what we care about is that at least for the amount of time that they allegedly are representing a district and a constituency, that they behave,
right,
that they don't sell us out, because that's what they're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All righty. 85, honestly, I'm not fomenting revolution. Just change. 855, just economic responsibility as much as anything else. 855-993-7569. Okay, so what else we got about people? Do we have any more of people who are how they're going to change the government?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, we got Ann who says, term limits for House members and senators, and finally figure out a way to prohibit all corporate money being used in all elections, federal and local. It is past time for corporations and individuals to be able to buy governments.
Amen. Is that our final one?
Not quite.
Not quite. All right. 855-993-7569. Honest, we're not fomenting revolution. We're just trying to make government responsive so we feel that we're living in a democracy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, I am here to help you about whatever it is that's on your mind. How about an email? We haven't done email for a while. All right?
Sounds good to me. This one comes to us from Jenny, who says, would you ever consider writing a book about Dr. Joy Brownisms? Example, it's more important to appear to be reasonable than it is to be reasonable. Don't snoop, because if you find something, you can't use it. And don't start a war. Best wishes.
I love the idea. I'll tell you what I've been messing with, and I will be honest with you. You know, I was turning out basically a book about every 9 months when I had an agent who would come and say, okay, it's time to do another book. And so I kind of cranked out 14 books, but she retired, and it's a lot harder to write a book on speculation where you don't know if it's going to get sold. But here's, because people have been talking with me about how to raise kids. And I thought, well, if I take, so I'll tell you what, do me a favor, and I will do Brownisms. Send me all of, in fact, all of you, just send me in an email all of the, your favorite Brownisms, and I'll see if I can put them together and write something. All right, is that fair? Because, and I'll see, because the idea was to combine kind of those kinds of things with, you know, how they apply to child raising. For example, doing a section on trust. And one of my things would be trust your neighbor and tie up your camel at night and don't snoop. And how that relates to child rearing as well as being an adult. Because what we're trying to do when we're raising children, which we sometimes lose sight of, is raising successful adults. You know, a successful child is obedient and polite and relatively low energy, right? They'll do what you tell them to do. That's not a successful adult at all. So what we need to do is balance our needs for quiet and control as a parent and our sort of long-term goals for our kids, which is to be successful and productive and happy and independent and relatively self-reliant, because they're not the same. And so if you'll send me, I think it's a great idea, and I really appreciate your confidence and your carefulness. So, all of you, just send me Joy Brownisms, and I'll see if I can't put them together and get somebody. I actually have somebody who says that they'll agent for me, so I'll, because I haven't done a book for a while, and I really should, and so maybe I'll do a couple. Maybe I'll do a couple different ones. Thank you. I've always wanted to call a book Trust Your Neighbor and Tie Up Your Camel at Night, and no one has ever let me do it, because everybody looks at me like I'm nuts when I say that. But as far as I'm concerned, it's about sort of, there's no reason to go through the world distrusting people, but there's also no reason to go through the world tempting people. So trust your neighbor, but tie up your camel at night. That way your camel will be there in the morning. You don't have to worry about whether or not your neighbors are sticky-fingered. I know, it's kind of a stretch. If you have to explain a title, it's probably not a good title. Maybe Brownisms is better. All righty. Is there another one?
Yeah, here we got a Facebook message that comes to us from Julie, who says,
okay, hi.
Dr. Joy, I was listening tonight, this would have been yesterday, and kind of related to the woman you had on, and was wondering how long you suggest someone should wait after a breakup to date someone.
Yeah, she was very unhappy and was sort of saying he's borderline, he's manipulative, and I know I shouldn't be with him, excuse me, but I can't go out over him. What if I die alone and no one will ever love me? He's going to take a drink of water. Propure is always there for me when I need them. Okay, and I said, look, you're not ready to date right now because you're feeling so vulnerable, and so you're going to be so grateful if anybody pays any attention to you, you're going to fall right back into predator territory. Because a guy that wants, you know, a sane human being is not, you're going to attach yourself like a barnacle, so you can't date right now. All right, so here's the deal. This is one of the things I am most loathed for, is the dreaded one-year rule, which says, I say, actually, it's, it doesn't say, I say, that you wait at least a year after the breakup of a major relationship, whether it's a marriage or living together or dating each other. And the deal is, here's why. And I'm being a little arbitrary, but not completely. The deal is that if you go through a calendar year, if you go through your birthday by yourself, Christmas, New Year's, now Minio's birthday, the 4th of July, Thanksgiving, your anniversary, your mom's anniversary, I mean, you know, all those kinds of things, then, and I'm not saying you have to be on, put yourself on house arrest, I'm just saying you don't date during that time, you don't get emotionally involved with a potential mate, that you realize that you can do it by yourself. And it may be that there are going to be little twinges of, oh, you know, that was such fun with that person. And then, and I also suggested that she keep a notebook with plus on one side and minus on the other, because a lot of the things that she values, which is he made me feel special, was also he was a liar. Those are, that, you know, he made everybody feel special because that was how he manipulated them. So the idea being that you go through at least a calendar year by yourself. And for some people, it takes a lot longer than that. A year is kind of minimal, because then you've gone through each of those experiences. And as human beings, we do divide things into days and hours and months and years. And so it's a way of restabilizing yourself, because, and here's one of my favorite visual metaphors. When we smile at somebody, we send out these little tendrils. You know, it's a Greek word. It says kathet. We connect. And when you hug somebody, you send out a stronger tentacle. And when you hug somebody, so the more connection there is, the more physicality, the more emotion, the longer the time, the greater the frequency, all those kinds of things. So to a certain extent, people have said, you know, I really feel connected to that person. Or I remember saying at one point after a very messy breakup to my grandmother, I didn't break up with my grandmother, and I said, I just feel like there's a part of me that's missing. And she said, oh, honey, that's wonderful. And I said, Graham, whose side are you on? She said, people live their whole lives without feeling that way. Well, at that moment, I would have happily lived my life without feeling that way. But her point was, really, without knowing about my metaphor, that we are not little robots that when somebody leaves our life, we can just sort of instantly reconstitute ourselves. That there are missing elements to us because we've shared it with that other person, because we've bent in that direction, because we've come to rely on it, whatever metaphor you want to use about how we connect. And so if cathexis is the word that we use to connect, decathexis is the word to disconnect. And it takes a while, and it takes a while for us to regain our balance, our center of gravity, our sense of self, our sense of value, however you want to make it. So by going through a whole calendar year and remembering the good news and the bad news and still being able to stabilize yourself, and you can see why it takes sometimes more than a year, depending on all sorts of things. I actually have a colleague of mine who used to say that for every year you were together, you had, I'm trying to remember if it was, for every year together you had to be apart 6 months. So if you were together 5 years, you had to be apart 2.5 years. I think that's what it was. I'm not quite that strict. I think people are probably a bit more resilient than that. And people go through, you know, 40-year marriages. Does that mean you have to wait 20 years to reconnect with somebody? Only when you're sharing your teeth in the same glass. So I don't think you have to go through half the amount of time you were together. But I do think it takes more than just a couple of weeks or a couple of months. And our emotions are not going to be consistent with that. They're going to say, I need, I want. And I think both needy and wanting are interesting, but they're not a great basis for a long-term relationship. You want to be able to choose. It's very hard to choose when you're feeling needy. It's very, wanting is fine. I mean, wanting is sex or whatever else it is. Needing, not a great basis for a relationship. You really want to be able to choose. And if you're needy, you're not going to make good choices. So you're going to find yourself right back in the same messy situation. So, to a long explanation for a hated slogan, which is a year, the one-year rule. And every once in a while, you know, I'll be out giving a speech, which I'm doing for Habitat, not next week, but the following week. Somebody's going to come up to me, I guarantee you, and say, I know you have the one-year rule, but here's James, and we've been together for 30 years, and we'd only been apart, you know, for 4 seconds, and look at us, ha, ha, ha. And I always say, that's great, but it's the exception, not the rule. And I guarantee, which I will not necessarily say to James and wife of James or girlfriend of James or boyfriend of James, think of all the things that you, all the problems in the first couple of years you could have avoided if you'd waited a little longer. Because, you know, I'm not about sort of saying, ha, you know, I'm right and you're wrong. But it's not a safe thing to do. It's not a reasonable thing to do. And if you're looking, presumably, for a long-term relationship, not a date, you want to set things up with the best possible way that you can. And knowing, you don't want someone to fall in love with somebody who's needy, and then you're not needy anymore, because either that person's going to make you needy to make you lovable again, or they're going to dump you, or you're going to dump them. So you don't want to go through a whole bunch of serial relationships, because after a while you believe that either you're not lovable or there are no reasonable people around. So a year, minimum. Okay? You want to call up and argue with me, you got to do it right now. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so I have some good news for you today. It turns out that the Antarctic Ocean carbon dioxide absorption is actually increasing rather than decreasing, which is a good thing. It's known, the Antarctic Ocean is known as the Southern Ocean, absorbs vast amounts of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and releases it back later in the year. Because they were worrying that the carbon sink might have begun to saturate, and apparently that's not the case. So there we go. On an annual average, the seas surrounding Antarctica absorb significantly more CO2 than they release. These seas remove a large part of the CO2 that human activities emit, like inhaling and exhaling, not to mention driving cars, thereby slowing down the growth of this greenhouse gas in the atmosphere, lessening the rate of climate change. The Southern Ocean accounts for a whopping 40% of the global oceanic uptake of that man-made carbon dioxide. Did you realize that? Realize it was quite that much?
No, that's huge.
There you go. Yeah. The Southern Ocean carbon sink might have begun to saturate. Based on model results, they suggested it had not increased since the late 1980s. This was unexpected, as it was assumed that a direct relationship existed between the magnitude of the carbon sink and the concentration of atmospheric CO2. The higher the concentration of CO2, the greater the amount absorbed. Since the beginning of the millennium, the carbon sink has become much stronger, thereby regaining its expected strength. So Mother Nature seems to be a little bit more, which isn't an excuse, folks, for us to be cavalier about how we deal with the oceans and how we deal with emission carbon emissions and whatever carbon footprints. But it does mean that you know what it means is we should probably be a little bit careful about our research and maybe. You know, I kind of feel mixed about it because you think then people say, okay, well that's all right. Then I can go and buy a Range Rover. No. All right. On a story that doesn't make you feel really good. This reminds me of how we got to the moon. Americans scored a D when it comes to science. Because that's how Sputnik started. That we realized that the Russians were so far ahead of us in science. That Kennedy said okay, and we jazzed up the math and science in the United States. But we're now saying that we're crummy at it again. Let's see if I can get a little bit more information. 20% confuse astrology and astronomy. Ooh, I think that my astronomy sign has always been a Scorpio. I was kidding, folks. I know that they're different. I know. I was doing that. We developed nuclear weapons. Catch a man to the moon, worked hard to secure a scientific and technological advantage over rival nations, but now Americans are struggling with science. They asked U.S. adults, and maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe we're just stupid adults. The kids are doing okay. Geology, physics, and astronomy. Out of 12 questions, the test takers on average only answered basically two-thirds correct. They answered about 8. Let's see if we got the questions. Let's see if I can find the 12 questions for us, so we can just. Now it's going to take too long to do it. All right, let's go. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll put up. Maybe we'll do this next week. We'll put up the questions because my computer isn't getting it quickly enough. But the idea being, that's a little alarming that people cannot tell the difference between astrology and astronomy. And some of them probably thought it was a sandwich that you ate with mustard and tried to trim the fat. Okay, that was a terrible pun. Forgive me. All right, so let's see what. I apologize. I was going to try and pull up the questions, and I was going to actually make Trevor answer the questions. But although Trevor's smart, I think
I dodged that bullet.
Yeah, you're the one who kind of ruined my computer, didn't you?
Yeah.
You did that on purpose.
Yeah, I did.
86% of Americans know which of the Earth's layers is the hottest. Do you? All right, and I don't know if it's multiple choice or not. Is it the crust, the mantle, or the core? What do you think?
Well, the core?
Pardon?
Core, obviously.
Yeah,
it's the
exactly.
Middle.
Exactly.
It's like it's the pressure.
Exactly. Do you know what metal you need for a nuclear energy, a nuclear reactor?
Uranium.
Well done. All right, both of those did pretty well. 86% knew that the core was the hottest. 82% needed uranium. All right, the property of sound wave that determines loudness. You're going to know that.
Yeah.
What is it?
Amplitude.
Absolutely. But a third said it was frequency, and 23% said it's wavelength.
Frequency
amplitude, by definition, means height, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right. So that's probably giving you a somewhat of an advantage because you're... but that's all right. You should still know that. 34% correctly stated that water boils at a lower temperature to higher altitude than near the sea level. I knew that because I grew up in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 5 confused astrology and astronomy. That one is not good.
Yeah.
1 in 5 said astronomy was the study of how positions of the stars and planets can influence human behavior. Well, that's kind of cheating, because obviously astronomy does have to do with the stars and the planets. So that's kind of confusing. That's just not reading the test question correctly. I think that one's really kind of cheating. So, although maybe you should read tests more carefully. But, I mean, that one does seem to me to be... The question is written badly, so not fair on that one. All right, 855-993. On my computer, I think you really did put the kibosh on my computer, so I can't ask you difficult questions. But you did okay. Very well, although I did give you the easy questions.
Yeah.
And you do know the difference between astronomy and astrology, right?
Yes.
All of us Scorpios know about astronomy. Sorry.
Scorpios right. Don't believe in astrology.
Yeah, exactly. Or astronomy. Or we don't believe in either of them.
Yeah.
All right. This is kind of a short lunch period in schools linked with less healthy eating. Oh, like, duh. Like, you know, none of us ever knew that gobbling food was bad for us. We just do it, right? And this is probably my favorite story. President Obama presented Sally Fields with the National Medal of Arts, saying, "We like you. We really like you." That poor woman, if she discovered a cure to cancer... Right? If she won the Nobel Prize for negotiating peace in the Middle East, she would still on her tombstone saying, "We like you, we really like you." Do you know where that came from?
Her acceptance speech of something.
At the Oscars.
Oscars. And yep. Then what was it for, though?
It just went right out of my head. It was for Norma Rae. It didn't go out of my head. And she said when she won the Oscar... "You like me, you really like me." And at the time, there was this huge outcry because people were saying, you know, this isn't about, it's not a popularity contest, which of course it is. But the idea is that you did some good work, not that you're likable or unlikable, but geez, so there we go. Stephen King actually was, and Alice Waters from California, all sort of won it. So there you go. I think that'd be pretty much fun to get a Medal of Arts. Trevor, keep looking for it. There you go. "You like me, you really like me." There we go. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Do you like me, really like me? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.